Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris's political campaign has raised $100 million in just over a day since she announced she was in the race for the White House. The money coming in as she hits the campaign trail for the first time since Joe Biden's historic decision to step aside.
Biden still has 6 months left of his presidency, and he says he's determined to do everything he can, both at home and abroad. That includes trying to end this war in Gaza and bring the hostages back home, both of which the president says he is on the verge of accomplishing.
That's ABC's Selena Wang. Continued calls for Secret Service head Kim Cheadle to resign following her congressional testimony about Donald Trump's near assassination. A Springfield, Illinois area police officer has been charged with first-degree murder and fired, accused of shooting a black woman three times, killing her in her own home. Sonia Massey had called about an intruder. Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson says she was threatening him with a pot of boiling water. This is ABC News. The head of OpenAI, Sam Altman, has wrapped up a three-year study on what people would do if they got a version of what's known as a universal basic income. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Altman's study gave 1,000 low-income people $1,000 per month over a three-year period. The research was conducted amid concerns that artificial intelligence will eventually make millions of jobs obsolete, leaving many people scrambling to find new ways to make a living. Altman's study found people mostly spent the extra money on basics, such as food, rent, and transportation. The largest increase in their spending was to help family and friends with their bills. Many people also put money in the bank. On average, with the extra money, they worked about 1 hour less per week.
Critics say this kind of program amounts to socialism. And Sunday was the hottest day ever on record. European climate scientists say the average global air temperature at the surface reached 62.76 degrees, slightly beating the record set last year. Over the last week, heat waves have hit Europe, the U.S., and Russia. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin today. Her Milwaukee whistle stop is her first time on the stump since rising to the top of the Democratic ticket Sunday.
We are going to take our case to the American people, and we are going to win.
That's Harris yesterday at the former Biden campaign headquarters in Delaware. Nearly all of Wisconsin's delegates are lining up behind Harris. Two people are dead after a plane crash near the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh yesterday, the first day of the world's largest fly-in. All operations at Whitman Regional Airport were shut down. The names of the victims were being withheld this morning. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into why it happened. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cubs battled at Wrigley Field. Chicago went through six pitchers to keep the Brewer bats at bay. Milwaukee made some costly errors in the field and lost the game 3-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, our bullpen was a little taxed tonight, but Milner did a great job. And credit to the Cubs. They played in the clutch. They did what they had to do. And they pitched great, six different guys, and they kept us at bay. We had opportunity and, you know, didn't get that big hit.
Game two of the three-game series is tonight. NFL, Jordan Love at practice, but will not suit up until he has a new contract. General Manager Brian Gutekunst talked about the 25-year-old quarterback at the team shareholders meeting.
Jordan Love. J- Jordan not only developed into one of the game's more exciting playmakers, his steady demeanor and leadership allowed our group to weather the storm and find our confidence as the season moved along. We're working very diligently to sign him to a long-term extension.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Price County's senior dining menu for tomorrow. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. Tomorrow on Wednesday, they'll be serving up baked meatloaf with parsley, buttered potatoes, squash, and a pumpkin bar, too. All your meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Locations are in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Cannon, Brantwood, Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158. Boulder Junction is a one-of-a-kind place to experience great adventures, white deer sightings, camping, biking trails, fishing, quaint retail businesses, lodging, and unique up-north dining. Explore Boulder Junction by visiting this fine business.
Camp Holiday Campground, a gem in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, where you'll find paved bike trails, lake sports, fishing, a clean swimming beach, camp lodge, new playground, the cleanest bathrooms, flush toilets, showers, and there's even a laundromat. Come for a weekend. Come for a week. Come with a tent, RV, or motorhome. Everyone is welcome. Camp Holiday Campground, a place in the big woods where you'll be amazed and go home saying, that was time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for daily rates. Camp Holiday Campground on Rudolph Lake Lane, Boulder Junction.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Egg Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Egg Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Egg Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Egg Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible through about midday, then gradual clearing with a high of 71 today. It'll also become less humid by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, and comfortable with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus, Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids' dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance include with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. I thought we'd spend a segment today recapping some of the greatest hits from the most recent edition of Cuffs and Collars in Wisconsin Outdoor News. These are actual Wisconsin Game Warden field reports. I'll have a few reports when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
I've got some reports that caught my eye from the most recent edition of Cuffs and Collars in Wisconsin Outdoor News. In June, the Sheboygan and Fond du Lac team was advised of a sandhill crane found near Howard's Grove. It had been shot. Warden Anthony Arndt found a kid who had shot the crane as directed by a legal guardian who thought they were hunting under a valid ag damage permit. However, Arndt found that neither of them possessed a valid hunting license, and they were not on the farm listed on the permit. In May, a warden from the Madison team contacted a person seen fishing in a trout stream. The officer observed indications of impairment and the odor of marijuana. The man admitted to smoking marijuana prior to the warden's arrival. Marijuana, paraphernalia, and hallucinogenic mushrooms were also found. The man was arrested by the Columbia County Sheriff's Department. Finally, Warden Jake Donar of the Madison team worked with the state of Montana to seize an elk that was illegally shot in Montana. The Montana officer's case included charges of waste of an animal, where the individual only took antlers and backstraps. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Do not attempt to change the station.
Oh, look at that.
Rascal Flatts.
This is Toby Keith.
Look at that.
Hi, this is Zach Brown.
Hi, we're Little Big Town.
Oh, go figure. Look at that.
This is Jennifer.
And Christian.
From Sugarland.
Oh, would you look at that.
Today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
She likes whiskey with her water. She starts dancing when the stars come out. She ain't your typical preacher's daughter. She'll leave you dreaming, yeah, there ain't no doubt. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart of country, my. Devil in her angel eyes, a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. Saturday night she's rocking out by the bonfire, flirting from that tailgate and cranking up the dial. Come Sunday morning she'll be singing with the choir, driving me crazy with that kiss me smile. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart of country, mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. There's a little bit of devil.
Tuesday with today's best country and more of it.
98 Q Country.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise him hard, raise him tough, bring him up to have their brothers back. Let them ride round in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Yeah, let them chase, let them fall for a small town girl. Let everything inside these county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud. Turn down a cold beer. Tell them there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on. Up in Austin.
habit to go back, go back. I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm on my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Brown Boys there with Homegrown at 98Q Country. Cloudy skies will be the story pretty much today. I don't think we're going to get the rain we had yesterday. At least we better not. We'll be in trouble here. So we'll dry up a little bit today, but still some rain lingering. Warming up, only 70 today, but warming up later in the week into the 80s, mid-upper 80s even for the weekend, it looks like. Hey, maybe you like country music, right? I mean, like, yeah, a little bit, okay. If you love country music, you're good right here. But I'll let you know, when you download the Civic Media app, there's a lot of music choices on there. You like the oldies, 50s, 60s? Civic Media Station WRJN. You can put it, you can stream it right on your phone and listen. And what's cool is you can hear all kinds of varieties of music and talk, and it's all got a Wisconsin feel to it. You know, different regions of the state of Wisconsin. So if you haven't done so yet, download that Civic Media app. I won't be offended if you tune away and listen to one of other Civic Media stations. Oh, wait till 10 o'clock anyway. Oh, wait a minute. Now we're offending Travis. Wait till 2 o'clock. Again, great. Okay, so if you need to drift away and, you know, listen to a few oldies and whatever other Civic Media formats, go ahead. Civic Media app. Download that to your Android or iPhone and give it a listen. Some good stuff going on there. We've got some birthdays to get to. If you have a birthday or anniversary that you'd like to wish someone a happy day and give them a chance to win that free cake on Friday, just give us a call. You can always text us through that same Civic Media app also, or you can call us at 715-762-3221, and we'll get to our birthdays and anniversaries after our twice an hour news and sports update. It's 29 minutes after 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris's political campaign has raised $100 million in just over a day since she announced she was in the race for the White House, the money coming in as she hits the campaign trail for the first time since Joe Biden's historic decision to step aside.
Biden still has 6 months left of his presidency, and he says he's determined to do everything he can, both at home and abroad. That includes trying to end this war in Gaza and bring the hostages back home, both of which the president says he is on the verge of accomplishing.
That's ABC's Selena Wang. Continued calls for Secret Service head Kim Cheadle to resign following her congressional testimony about Donald Trump's near assassination. A Springfield, Illinois area police officer has been charged with first-degree murder and fired, accused of shooting a black woman 3 times, killing her in her own home. Sonia Massey had called about an intruder. Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson says she was threatening him with a pot of boiling water. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 89 of Wisconsin's 95 delegates to the Democratic National Convention say they're supporting Kamala Harris for president. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler.
I've not heard anyone share with me that they would oppose Vice President Harris as the nominee of our party, and I have every confidence that as we move to November, we will be fully united as a party.
Harris is holding her first campaign event as her party's presumptive nominee today in Milwaukee. Mercury Marine is laying off 1,700 workers temporarily to make production adjustments. The layoffs will happen a week at a time for a total of up to 8 weeks now through the end of the year and will impact mostly hourly employees. Mercury made 300 permanent job cuts last month. The company blames lower demand. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Cubs get a win over the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just under 36,000 fans in the friendly confines of Wrigley Field watched a tight ball game between the Brewers and the Cubs last night. Except for a solo home run by Willy Adames in the eighth, the Brewers held to just five hits and lose 3-1 in Chicago. Manager Pat Murphy.
We didn't come up with a big hit. We did a great job in some areas. I think our youth showed tonight. You know, Tobias was fabulous. He threw the ball great, but the balk, the wild pitch with an 0-2 pitch, the bases loaded. Obviously, throwing the ball away at second, you know, that accounted for two of the three runs. And
the series continues tonight. NFL, the Packers making national headlines. Jordan Love's agents and the team still working on a contract for the young quarterback. Packers president Mark Murphy at the annual shareholders meeting.
I'm not saying anything about Jordan Love. Other than he's a heck of a quarterback and we want to sign him.
Murphy also said the team is working on a deal with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions to do a documentary about the Packers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Birthdays, anniversaries, Hannah and Tom Polacek are celebrating an anniversary today. So Hannah and Tom, happy anniversary. That's from Eric and Tammy and Mick and Josiah, Jenny. Whole crew there wants to wish you guys a very, very happy anniversary today. You know, if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary on this 23rd of July, here are some other celebrities who get to celebrate it with you. Daniel Radcliffe, the English actor. He became Harry Potter. Well, he became Harry Potter, who played Allen Ginsberg in Kill Your Darlings. That's what he also did, some other stuff too, but Harry Potter. He became Harry Potter. He's 35. What we'll always know him for. David Pichette, the Emerson Drive fiddle player, is celebrating a 47th birthday today. Nomar Garcia-Para, the former A's, Dodgers, Cubs, Red Sox star, retired in 09. He's now an ESPN analyst. He's 51 today. Catherine Hahn. The movies, Bad Moms, This Is Where I Leave You, Bad Words, Afternoon Delight, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. 51 for Catherine Hahn today. Monica Lewinsky, one-time White House intern. That whole President Clinton thing. If you don't know about it, read about it. I'm not going to tell you about it. 51 for Monica. I watched a documentary about that a year or so ago, and it was, she was very honest about in the documentary that I watched. It was very interesting. Monica Lewinsky's 51 today. Marlon Wayans, the actor from Little Man, White Chick, Scary Movie, 52 for Marlon Wayans today, one of the Wayans boys. Alison Krauss, the fiddle-playing vocalist and producer, was backed by her Union Station band. 50th, very influential artist in the bluegrass music genre, especially. Alison Krauss is just 53 today, still young. Charisma Carpenter, TV actress from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 54 for Charisma. Charisma, unique first name. Philip Seymour Hoffman. He won the Best Actor Oscar in 06 for Capote. That was his signature movie. And he was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor three other times for Charlie Wilson's War in 08, Doubt in 2009, The Master in 2013, and many other notables also. Philip Seymour Hoffman, born on this day, 1967. He passed back in 2014. Eric LaSalle, the actor, director, TV's ER, 62 for Eric LaSalle today. Woody Harrelson. Of course, we all know him from Woody. Well, we not all, but he became famous by playing his name Woody in the sitcom Cheers. So from a broad role as a simple-minded bartender, he built a long, diverse, and highly regarded film career, earning a Best Actor Oscar nomination for The People vs. Larry Flint, a Best Supporting Actor for The Messenger, Pulp Fiction, others, Woody Harrelson. That'd be good if you've never watched. I know some of the younger people maybe haven't watched Cheers. It's funny. It's funny. Sometimes it's a bit head shaking some of the things that happen there, but if you're looking for a show to binge watch and you kind of want to laugh and get hooked on some of the characters like Cliffy Clavin and Norm, Cheers would be a good binge watch for you. 63 for Woody Harrelson today. He wasn't in the first few years of Cheers. He came a little bit later. Tony Joe White, the native of Goodwill, Louisiana. He hit the top 10 with the song Polk Salad Annie. And that song was later covered by Elvis Presley. That's a great video, by the way. YouTube Elvis Presley Polk Salad Annie. Great video. Great video. He wrote Brooke Benton's final hit called Rainy Night in Georgia. Tony Joe White, born on this day, 1943, passed in 2018. Radio legend Don Imus, the veteran radio personality, launched a national controversy and eventually lost his job for comments that he made regarding the Rutgers University women's basketball team. He was a part of the shock radio culture, him and Howard Stern kind of came in together. Don Imus, born 1940, passed in 2019. And Calvert DeForest, he is best known for his many appearances on David Letterman as Larry Bud Melman. Remember Larry Bud Melman? Again, YouTube it. Very good. Very good. Larry Bud Melman, born on this day, 1921. He passed in 2007.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible through about midday, then gradual clearing with a high of 71 today. It'll also become less humid by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, and comfortable with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
is your station.
This is my station.
So own it. Listen in your car, online, and on our app. It's easy and free.
98Q Country.
Light me up, little out of control. Yeah, you know, baby, you're a tall drink. Little top shelf that'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down. And right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you, I've been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. Slide a little closer, babe. Wanna get your pretty little head on my shoulder and get closer. Girl, you know I love the way you slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slower. We both know that road that we're going down. Right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. I've been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. Yeah. I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you, I've been looking like you do. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my hands and my eyes. I got my mind on you.
AQ Country, George Burge, his name, song called Mind on You. Well, every Tuesday morning at this time, we talk a little bit about your money, and we've got Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants with us to do just that. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing well, Joel. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm imagining you with this summer weather and this rain, you voluntarily or involuntarily are floating somewhere, maybe, with a beverage in your hand. I don't know.
Right.
It's a fine line between that, isn't there?
That's a good way to handle all this rain. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I know Southern Price
County. Mowing the lawn and everything else the one day a week that you can.
Yeah, I know Southern Price County got hit really hard yesterday, and I think down in Taylor County, Medford probably got quite a bit too, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Especially lately yesterday afternoon into last night. Yeah, it was raining pretty hard.
Yeah. All right. We'll dry it up a little bit this week. So what do we have to talk about for a topic today, Matt?
Yeah. So today I wanted to talk about how much annual income can your retirement portfolio provide? So that's kind of looking at your entire portfolio and how much income can you take off of that in retirement and some of the different things to look at.
All right, let's dig in.
Perfect. So, yeah, your retirement lifestyle will depend not only on your assets and investment choices, but also on how quickly you draw down your retirement portfolio. The annual percentage that you take out of your portfolio, whether from returns or the principal itself, is known as your withdrawal rate. Figuring out an appropriate initial withdrawal rate is a key issue in retirement planning and presents many challenges. And this is certainly one of when someone wants to retire, sit down and talking to them. This is obviously a big topic of conversation. How much money do you want to have in retirement? And, what is that withdrawal rate?
Right. A lot of times you see people might see a large amount in their retirement fund, but when you start figuring out how much you're going to take out each year, that can dwindle down pretty fast, can't it?
It can. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so one of the questions that we'd like to answer is why is your withdrawal rate important? And of course, if you take out too much too soon, and you might run out of money in your later years. Take out too little, and you might not enjoy your retirement years as much as you possibly could have. Your withdrawal rate is especially important in the early years of retirement. How your portfolio is structured then and how much you take out can have a significant impact on how long your savings will last. Of course, one of the big reasons for withdrawal rates being so important is because gains in life expectancy have been very dramatic. According to the National Center for Health Statistics, people today can expect to live more than 30 years longer than they did just a century ago, which is kind of very remarkable. If you look back just 100 years, we're projected to live 30 years longer on average.
Yeah, it's a good news. I don't want to say bad news, but good news, yeah. good news thing. But you got to have the financial means to keep it going too, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Individuals who reached age 65 in 1950 could anticipate to live on average of 14 years more to age 79. Now, a 65-year-old might expect to live for roughly an additional 19 years. Assuming rising inflation, your projected annual income in retirement will need to factor in these cost of living increases. That means you'll need to think carefully about how to structure your portfolio to provide an appropriate withdrawal rate, again, especially in these early years of retirement.
Right, okay.
So what withdrawal rate should you expect your retirement expect from your retirement savings? Of course, the answer is it depends. The seminal study on withdrawal rates for tax-deferred retirement accounts looked at the annual performance of hypothetical portfolios that are continually rebalanced to achieve a 50-50 mix of large-cap common stocks and intermediate term treasury notes. The study took into account the potential impact of major financial events such as the early depression years, the stock decline of 1937 through 1941, and the 1973 to 1974 recession. It found that a withdrawal rate of slightly more than 4% would have provided inflation adjusted income for at least 30 years. So at 4% is kind of that conventional wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Other later studies have shown that the broader portfolio diversification, rebalancing strategies, variable inflation rate assumptions, and being willing to accept greater uncertainty about your annual income and how long your retirement nest egg will be able to provide an income also can have a significant impact on initial withdrawal rates.
Okay.
Of course, a big major consideration that we've certainly I touched on a little bit previously, but certainly we're feeling it right now is inflation, because that is certainly a major sticking point in these figuring out your withdrawal rate. So to better understand why suggested initial withdrawal rates aren't higher, it's essential to think about how inflation can affect your retirement income. I want to talk about just a hypothetical illustration. To keep it simple, it does not account for the impact of any taxes.
All right. Now you're not gonna knock me off here, are you? Okay.
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. Just checking that flashbacks to the Ric Flair days. Okay. All right. I'm good, man. All right.
Absolutely. Not yet.
Anytime the word hypothetical came up, I knew it was coming from Rick. So.
Right. But if a $1 million portfolio is invested in an account that yields 5%, it provides $50,000 of annual income. But if annual inflation pushes prices up by 3%, more income, $51,500, would be needed next year to preserve purchasing power so that you can live the same way that you're living currently. Since the account provides only $50,000 of income, an additional $1,500 must be withdrawn from the principal to meet expenses. That principal reduction, in turn, reduces the portfolio's ability to produce income the following year. In a straight linear model, principal reductions accelerate, ultimately resulting in a zero portfolio balance after 25 to 27 years, depending on the timing of withdrawals, of course. So that's just kind of how inflation can certainly impact a, you know, a retirement portfolio.
Sure. Okay.
Of course, want to touch on volatility and portfolio longevity. When setting an initial withdrawal rate, it's important to take a portfolio's ups and downs into account, and the need for a relatively predictable income stream in retirement isn't the only reason. According to several studies done in the late 1990s and updated in 2011 by Philip Cooley, Carl Hubbard, and Daniel Waltz, the more dramatic portfolio's fluctuations, the greater the odds that the portfolio might not last as long as needed. If it becomes necessary during market downturns to sell some securities in order to continue to meet a fixed withdrawal rate, selling at an inopportune time could affect a portfolio's ability to generate future income. Of course, making your portfolio either more aggressive or more conservative will affect its lifespan. A more aggressive portfolio may produce higher returns, but it might also be subject to a higher degree of loss. A more conservative portfolio might produce steadier returns at a lower rate, but could lose purchasing power due to inflation.
Okay.
So your withdrawal rate needs to take into account many factors, including your asset allocation, projected inflation rate, expected rate of return, annual income targets, investment horizon, and comfort with uncertainty, of course. The higher your withdrawal rate, the more you'll have to consider whether it's sustainable over the long term. And ultimately, however, there is no standard rule of thumb. Every individual has unique retirement goals, means, and circumstances that certainly come into play. And certainly those are things that need to be talked about.
Sure. And that's what you do, Matt, is you guys review that with your clients every so often, right? And say, okay, we can take a little more or maybe a little less or whatever, because every few months it changes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that we certainly didn't talk about, but it's something that we certainly talk about in most meetings, especially in that as people are in retirement or getting close to retirement, there's different stages in retirement too, to certainly consider. You talk about the go-go years, the slow-go years, and the no-go years of retirement. and income needs may change during those. And certainly, you know, during the go-go years when people are on the move, probably spending a little bit more money than in the no-go years.
Right.
And that's certainly a conversation that certainly varies from person to person as well.
All right. Well, as always, Matt, if folks have any questions or they just want to sit down and kind of set a map for the future, whether they're 21 or whether they're 81, but whatever it may be, they can always sit down face-to-face across the table from you right here in northern Wisconsin and start that conversation, right?
Yep, absolutely. That's one of the most enjoyable parts of the job is sitting down and making that plan together and making those dreams a reality.
Yeah, Phillips, Medford, Hawkins, and you're on the web too, pioneer-financial.net. Do I got that right? Pioneer Dash.
Yep, okay. Yep, that is absolutely.
Pioneer-financial.net. Or they can just give you a call and set up an appointment for your initial consultation to kind of go over stuff, right?
Yep, absolutely. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right. Good luck in your floating process today. hopefully we'll dry out a little bit, Matt. Always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday, okay?
Awesome. Yep. Thank you, Joel.
Yeah. Matthew Krieger, he's with Pioneer Financial Consultants, joins us each Tuesday morning right around this time, about 8:45, to talk about all different aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to one of the longest-running community festivals in the state, Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th, located under the Big Tent on 5th Street North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. The lineup of entertainment is free and starts on Friday, August 2nd with Copperbox from Oshkosh. Copperbox, 5 p.m. Friday, loaded with high energy and a mountain of instruments. Friday night at 8, Moniker from La Crosse. Moniker features Park Falls hometown bass player Nolan Schmidt.
Fast food and city lights, supermarket paranoia setting in. Dressed up to be dressed down, a beggar's mantra growing in my head.
It's a weekend filled with free live entertainment and nonstop activities. For more information, go to parkfalls.com.
Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible through about midday, then gradual clearing with a high of 71 today. It'll also become less humid by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, and comfortable with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Today's best country.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Combs.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
From today's biggest stars.
Fisher.
98Q Country.